Hello and welcome to Faces of CI, Conversations in Contact Improvisation. My name is Aaliyah and I thought I would hop on today and do a second solo episode. We've had a lot of amazing guests come through and sometimes I just want to talk a little bit more. I'm finding that a lot of the conversations have melded into this nice little back and forth flow dynamic. That's been quite satisfying rather than me just kind of sometimes regurgitating out the same questions, and I'm leaning into that. And some things I want to talk about today. I just wanted to like kind of reshare like some, I guess, reflections around like other modalities and discoveries I've been finding that are resonating and helpful in contact. That's, I found this like meld over crossover, as well as kind of like some recent like challenges and joys in contact as well, and just have a space to hear the voice of whatever wants to come through. So without further ado, I've been involved in some other improvisation and some other reflection practices that are been so fun to explore and see the crossover dynamics. Namely, my first love, I moved from a bigger town in Bali to Uluwatu down south to escape the rain season, like maybe 2 years ago. And I became involved in the comedy improv scene because that was like alive and flourishing. And comedy improv is very different from contact improv in a way. But it was an outlet for me to, like, I guess, let myself have the same level of some play and improvisation that I find in contact, but in maybe, like, a more verbal form. And I found some, the same, like, dynamic of, like, let's be in a circle and, like, play games, in a sense. And have this aspect of performance as well. To really be able to like go into it and like somehow create a character or like have this like dance of a dialogue happen by like creating scenes with someone. Another outlet to like create curiosity about what's unfolding. And so I've been feeling that into how that works in dance. One of the principles of comedy improv is yes and. So someone comes up with you and creates an offer in a scene and you want to say yes and not like totally block them and be like, no, I don't want to do that actually. And I'm going to close down my wallet and exit the store. So how can you say yes? And I've been taking that into contact of like someone offers a move of some kind and just kind of like matching and meeting them there where they're at of like a pace or a tone or a movement. And then like letting it unfold from that place as like a starting point. And so that's really taken for me the aspect as well of like being able to somehow like perform and show up and being witnessed in that and being witnessed in sometimes these like awkward, sticky spaces that we end up in, both in like a comedy improv skit or in a contact improvisation. So just like some lovely crossovers with that. And I've been able to take my comedy improv in Bali, and I've been visiting this Salt Spring Island for Contact Festival and the community here over last like month and a half total, and found another fun comedy improv group on this island to drop into. So in a similar way, it's just like this thing that you can kind of come into another community and have like a similar language of like, this is the intention of what we're here for, and it's to have a good time, man. So that's been wonderful. Another form I've been dropping into is circling, which is like, I guess, a sister to like authentic relating. And it kind of also feels like a dynamic of being in a circle, of coming and showing up every week if you choose, and being alive with what's in the moment and arising from there and just kind of noticing like thoughts or sensations in the body or the reactions or impact of what happens when you share with other people. And it can be a very therapeutic place that's very like unraveling and also confronting of like, how are we actually relating and not like projecting onto other people, you know, and like maybe I have an assumption with someone and actually what they have to share in the moment is very different. And yeah, for those who are unfamiliar with circling, it's a group of people coming together, and there's usually a guide, and you're led to kind of focus on one person for an extended period of time and just let them reflect on what's coming up for them. And it always unfolds into to different avenues. Sometimes there's grief or joy or presence, and it's just like another very dear like mirror that I've had in my life that shows me compassion for other people and compassion for myself and acceptance of myself. I found even tonight I was going back and forth from some like very, I guess, heavy, serious things I've been going through in my life as of late over the last month, and resonating with someone else's like kind of dark share over some romantic thing gone wrong. And I was like, oh no, me too. And then it was my turn to be focused, and I was like, yeah, I think I've had enough of that. And like, I'm actually, you know, the questions that were bringing forth to me were actually very playful and light. And I realized how much, you know, we go through this suffering, and then ultimately we come out on the other end of it with this like joyful lightness within our being, and how that's like, I have like an immense playfulness and humor that comes through with dancing. I think if people have been in jams with me, they kind of get that I like to almost joke around and have slapstick, like the comedy improv just seeps through. And it's definitely a certain style of dancing that I've seen with some Canadian dancers and American dancers as well, of this like, haha, I'm not serious, added into the dance of like, how can contact be playful? And that's a realm that I love tapping into, and that I love being like childlike and like a kid. And as much as I like teaching contact improvisation skills, and I feel really like a resonance with being able to share the fundamentals to keep it true to the roots of the practice, I also really enjoy being weird and strange and doing dance games and doing scores and doing like letting the improvisation lead the dance. Yeah, it was somehow it was like just to share that someone didn't take me seriously, or like they couldn't resonate because or feel me or connect with me because I was so like laughing and playful, and like that's, they're like, there's nothing to grasp onto. And I'm like, yeah, but like this is how I am. And I think there's been a part of me that's been a bit self-conscious that, you know, if I come into spaces of festivals and I allow myself to be myself, which can be like really silly, or like I get, you know, I have a bit of ADD, like maybe I get distracted. I'm like, I need to go have a tea or pet a dog or, you know, make a joke or something like that, that others won't take me seriously. Like, she can't be a facilitator. She's too silly, essentially. You know, I think you've probably heard my laughter on other episodes, so you know by now. But that like facilitators aren't allowed to be fun. You know, they need to hold it down. They can't be human. You know, I'm not allowed to have an off day. You know, if I'm like, honestly, like I'm tired today, or like, honestly, I had a cry earlier today. And like, I'm quite a vulnerable sharer. And I think that by modeling that in my spaces, I allow others to, access that as well, and that's actually like a gift. But yeah, I was reflecting later that like a lot of the shares I've had in Momentum, the beginner's contact workshop that I've run, like I'm not gonna keep talking about it, but I've run it like 20 something times in Bali. And a lot of the last year, when I ask for people for reflection at the end of circle, like what's alive for you, they're like, yeah, I just feel this lightness, I feel this connection to my inner child, I feel this playfulness, I feel this sense of joy. Like, those are the things that people take away from the workshop, and that I know is a direct result from the container that I'm cultivating, from the own essential essence of like what I feel like are the gifts that I have to share with the world, which is different from someone else, whatever else they have to share within their realm of contact. But it's just been like this resonating field of like hearing that almost at the end of every workshop, and me like wanting to cry after and being like, yes, like I'm happy that you're able to access that. And yeah, not shying away from joy and lightheartedness and creativity and play, because we have so many other areas of our life where we're destined and destitute to be serious because of our jobs, because of our society, because of what's expected of us. and to allow ourselves that permission to be really weird and strange. And I found myself this past couple weeks in like kind of heavy places, some family things coming back, and like sorting through things in storage, and grief and heartbreak and all the things that people go through in life, and just came to two contact jams 2 days in a row and was like, I'm not facilitating, and I get to be myself and playful, and I don't have to sink into like a soup, and I can let this be a space that I can like let my weird kid roam and laugh, and like I get to guide a little bit in the dance and like resonate with the people in the room that are also like on that frequency, to be honest. And it's opened up a lot of reinvigorated my joy for contact improv. I think I was feeling a little bit somehow stuck in either like techniques of the practice or like dynamics that happen in communities that feel sticky, and being able to have a reminder that like I can always come back to being weird and joyful was just a big gift to be able to remind myself of that this week. So there's been a lot of self-acceptance through contact as of late. Joy has been my greatest joy. And that's what I wanted to share. I think that's it for this episode. Stay tuned. I have episodes coming up soon from Edom with Peter Bingham and Olivia Schaefer and another West Coast friend of mine, Stuart Phillips. And those will be coming out over the next month. If you haven't heard already, there is a Momentum Contact Improvisation Facilitator happening in Bali from November 4th to 13th. So this is how to facilitate Momentum Workshop. It's a framework I've developed from studying with over 40 contact teachers and infusing my own work as well into how do we transmit the principles to beginners, as well as being able to access this inner joy. Including teaching supportive practices around Bartini fundamentals, authentic movement, body work, as well as like a lot of like, how do we facilitate? How do we lead? And so this is coming from that experience, as well as like me training with, I train with teachers who teach teachers who are facilitator trained. There are a lot of facilitators already coming basically into my field in the last year and in the realms of yoga and tantra and coaching and all the people that are quite high level that Bali seems to attract, and somehow they're being magically funneled into my spaces, and the workshops are getting more and more naturally curated with like really special beings each time, and I'm trusting that the right people are going to find this and really want to be able to transmit contact to newcomers, as well as like, how do we deal with the business and marketing side of contact? How do we keep going when we have perceived failures in life? How do we, within a business? And all the other plethora of resources that I've accumulated over the time, playlists, contact playlists, how to run jams, all of this. A common theme I find is people start going to contact jams. They've taken a workshop or gone to one festival, and then they start all of a sudden teaching, which like is beautiful and you have to start somewhere, but there isn't like a grounded embodiment within the practice before that's happening, and that can lead to being to transmitting a lot of misinformation about the practice, and that's a little bit of a like thing that I've seen that I fear in some cases. It's one thing to be a great contact dancer, it's another thing to be a great teacher, it's another thing to be a great jam hoster. Those all require different things, to be a good performer. In my area, I find is in the dancing and the teaching, to be honest. And I want people to be able to feel like confident and embodied in the knowledge that they bring, that this is something that has been deeply healing for myself and perhaps deeply healing for others, and will continue to be so for this is like, it's strange to call myself this, but it's like at this point I'm like a third generation contact teacher. Basically anyone kind of in their 20s and 30s is that. If they're in their 40s and 50s, they're probably second generation. If they're in their 60s to 80s, they're first generation, meaning that they were around for the beginning of contact improv. And, you know, within the first 5 to 10 years they were teaching, and now it's like 50 years later. And, you know, I really had pride within myself to be able to come back, and the realization within the last year that a lot of these contact facilitators have been, you know, they're getting on in age, like, yay, they're still around, they're still kicking it, health issues occur, but they're still around for us to learn from. And like, what a gift to be able to exist at this time when we can still have the ability to go and learn from them. So that's been a really big purpose for me to come back to Canada to interview these teachers that are still around, to be able to like learn through direct osmosis of being in the room with them, what it is to embody teaching contact after 50 years. And so that's been my curiosity. Like, this is the level of depth that I'm hoping to go and bring others into that realm. So from a place of integrity as well as curiosity about being able to bring yourself into the facilitation and allowing that to come through as like your gift to the world. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to find out about that facilitator training, it's in the show notes, as well as a few other upcoming workshops I have coming in Bali. There'll be an intermediate Gravity, the fourth round of Gravity Intermediate Contact Skills Workshop happening in mid-October in Ubud. We go through like lifts and trios and an introduction to Aikido, as well as underscore and performance. Momentum, the 21st round, will be happening in Uluwatu at the end of the month. So if you want to learn the beginner's foundations of contact, I'll be leading a blindfold jam this week in Salt Spring Island and in Canada one last time, and then there'll be another one also in Ubud in mid-October. I don't know all the things. They're in a calendar. I'll post in the show notes. Okay, thank you everyone. I wanted to let the voice roam a little bit. I hope you can take a deep breath and feel into your body before you turn back into your phone. Goodbye.